Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Ever notice how simple Jesus made things when he was on the earth? I mean, you know, he'd go out and teach shepherds, saying, you know, about tending sheep, praise God. And then he'd go with fishermen, he'd talk to them about catching fish, turn it to catching men. And then, you know, he would minister in different things. Why? Because the entrance of his words gives light. And so it gives understanding. When I sit down and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to simplify this. Good God, bad devil. Good word, bad word. I hear good God, good word. I get good results. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I want you to let that word help me to get into my life, because the entrance of your words. See, not just having the word with you, not just being in church where the word's at, but letting that word enter into your life, enter into your thought process, enter into your heart, enter into the way you believe, enter into your attitudes. The entrance of your words gives light. Amen? And it brings understanding. All of a sudden, when that light shines, I go, whoa, I understand this. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That means I don't have to stay sick and defeated and broken. By what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, I don't have to stay tormented and insecure and defeated and in distress. I can actually call out upon the Lord, act on His word, and it will heal me and deliver me and set me free. And you begin to see it. You begin to understand. It's simple. Hear, receive, do, and God will bless you. Praise God. Amen? So we have to receive the entrance of that word. Now, how am I going to do that? Look in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter, the second chapter. I want you to see something here. The Apostle Peter tells us that we have something to do if we're going to get this to work for us. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2 says this, therefore, laying aside. Everybody say laying aside. That's the same thing as in Hebrews 12 where he says strip away and lay aside. Get rid of anything that's going to keep you from receiving what God has for you. Amen? It is not worth hanging on to something that's going to trip you up. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it was like in the past. Get rid of it. Therefore, laying aside what? All malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Notice he puts all evil speaking in it. Somebody says, well, I done quit cussing. Well, I'm glad you did, but are you still talking doubt, unbelief, bondage, failure, criticism? See, God called doubt and unbelief evil speaking over Numbers. Remember when the spies turned back up, two of them came in, Joshua and Caleb said, hey, we're well able to go over and take that land. But the other 10 came in, and the Bible says, gave an evil report. Well, what was their evil report? We're not able to do it. Doubt and unbelief. So God says, you need to get rid of all evil speaking, not just, you know, bad language, not just a critical tongue, but get rid of doubt and unbelief out of your life. Amen? Quit talking failure. Quit talking bondage. Quit talking sickness and disease. Quit talking I can't. Start talking the Word of God. Amen? Start speaking out. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what God says about you. Yeah, but Pastor, it don't look like it's so. I don't care if it looks like it's so or not. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. And you'll never see it by faith until you start speaking it and believing it and acting upon it. Amen? Notice he said he sent his word and healed them. That's a process. That doesn't mean that you change instantly. It means that you instantly begin to change. I'm going to say it again. Come on. He sent his word and healed them. That doesn't mean you're instantly healed and changed. It means you instantly begin to be healed and changed. And the more you say it, and the more you believe it, and the more you act upon it, the more it works in your life, praise God. That's why Peter is teaching us here. And he's saying to us, if you're going to get changed and transformed and delivered and walk in the blessing of God, he says you got to get rid of the things that are keeping you from that. Then look what he says in verse 2. And as newborn babes, Desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Look what he's saying. He's saying you have to desire the word. You have to come to God and say, God, I don't care how immature I am, I'll just drink it from a bottle. Hallelujah. Because God, I'm going to do what it takes for me to grow my faith. I'm going to do what it takes for me to walk in life and health and deliverance and blessing. And God, the only way I'm going to get there is through your word. Amen? And let me tell you something, folks. Even though you make up your mind to get in the word, you're still going to have tests and trials and afflictions. Did you read over there? We read it. We already saw that. Amen? You're going to have tests. Even in Mark, you know, in Matthew 7, Jesus is teaching over there about the parable, the wise man and the foolish man. Remember what he said over there? He said, the wise man hears the word, builds his house on that word, digs deep, gets down and lays it on a rock. Hallelujah. Said, the foolish man hears the word, don't do anything about it, and builds his house on the sand. You ever remember reading that parable? And that's what happens next. He says, then the floods come, the rains beat, torrential rains, and waves hit. And the first thing you know, the man who built his house on the rock of the word, his house stands. But the man who just heard the word and went on by feelings, whatever, built his house on the sand, there was no foundation. And that same test, that same storm took his house down. Now here's the thing. They were both believers. They both went to church. They both heard the word. One became a doer of that word and put it to work in his life and began to let it change everything and begin to build his life on what Jesus said. The other one built his house and built his life on what he wanted to do. Oh, it got quiet, real quiet now, didn't it? Amen. Because he's seeing this. He's saying, whether you're a strong, on fire, spiritual Christian or you're a weak, barely getting along, making it to heaven Christian, you're both going to have storms hit your house. And how you come out of that storm is going to be dependent on how much of that stuff you laid aside and got rid of and all that junk. Amen? I was hearing where, I heard somebody say that whenever a big wave rushes up like a tidal wave or something and it comes in inland, they said, a lot of people are drowned not just because they got caught in the water, but because of all the debris in the water. The stuff hits them and knocks them out and it kills them and stuff, and they didn't have a chance. A lot of them, if there wasn't so much junk in the water, they could have possibly survived it. But they get hit by all the junk that's in the water, and that's really what kills them. And see, the devil comes in, if we haven't gotten into the word, and what he does is he takes the junk that's still in our life and beats us to death with it during the storm. He takes our fears, takes our insecurities, takes our worries, takes our doubts, and starts pounding us with them. And if we haven't built on the rock of the word of God, those things will take us down. But if we're standing there, every time he hits me with a doubt, I speak the word. Every time he hits me with a fear, I speak the word. Every time he hits me with insecurity, I speak the word. All of a sudden, that storm's gone and my house is still standing. And Jesus is my Lord, and I come through that thing victorious. Amen? And now I've got a hope and an experience because I know God's word works for me. Hallelujah. The key to it is you have to stand in the Word. And to stand in the Word, guess what? You have to renew your mind to what God says. You have to think like God. You have to get your mind thinking the way He says. Notice He says, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow. In other words, if I'm going to grow my faith and grow with God, I have to get in the Word. Receive what the Word says. Meditate in the Word. I have to learn the Word. Look in Romans chapter 12. Romans, the 12th chapter. I want you to see something here. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Listen to what Paul says. And be not conformed to this world. That word conform means don't act like, talk like, or be like. It's an outward conformity. Don't take on yourself the appearance and the attitude of the world. We could say it like that. Well, how am I going to do that, Paul? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice this. He says the only way, and you got to remember now, Paul is writing to Christians. Okay, he's not writing to sinners. He's writing to people who have committed their lives to Christ. He's writing to people that love God. And he says, don't take upon the appearance or the attitude or the actions of the world. Quit being like the world. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't let the world tell you what you're supposed to be like. Amen? But be transformed. What's that mean? Transfigured. Remember when Jesus was on the mount there with Peter and John, and the glory cloud came down, it says, and he was transfigured in front of them, and he glowed, and he said, had the two prophets there with. What, that's the same thing that this word means. It means that you go from living a mundane life of doubt and fear and worry, even though you're a Christian, to someone who has changed and transformed with the power of God operating in your life. Well, how am I going to get there? By the renewing of your mind. Amen? We used to say it like this, you'll never rise above your thinking. And so therefore, get rid of the stinky thinking so that you can start operating in the blessings of the Lord. Amen? And so therefore, you and I have to get our minds renewed. We have to begin to think differently. Whenever sickness attacks, we need to see it as an enemy, not God teaching me something. When sickness attacks, we need to see it as something that we need to get on real quick and get the word off after it and begin to run it off. Hallelujah. And we need to know that the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever and begin to operate that in our life. Amen? Now, how am I going to renew my mind? Well, let's finish this up over in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Verse 20, we'll look down to verse 22. How am I going to do this? Proverbs 4:20. My son, notice he didn't say my enemy, my servant, or my outcast. No, he said my son. So he's talking to us. God is speaking through Solomon, and he's really speaking to us through him, through the natural, but through the spirit. He's really referring to us as an intimate child. And here's what he's saying to you and me. My son, give attention to my words. Hallelujah. The King James says, attend to my words. Well, if you're attending to something or giving it attention, that means you're focused on it, aren't you? Amen? So you know what he's saying? He's saying, in your walk with me, the first thing I want you to do is give attention to my words. I want you to focus in on what my words have to say. Then he says, incline your ear to my sayings. What's that mean? That means be led by the Spirit of God. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth, for he'll not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears from the Father, he will tell it to you. In other words, the Holy Spirit will speak to us. That's the sayings of Jesus. Have you ever been going along and the Lord has told you, get in the Word? That's the saying of the Lord. Have you ever been going along and heard this you heard it in your heart, but you thought you heard it in your head, and it said something comes along and says, you need to pray right now. Or you ever been going along? I have. I've been going along, and I've been thinking something, and the Lord said, don't think on that, think on this.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.